Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Pastor Kenneth Morgan. We're coming live from the studios of the Spoken Word radio station, and I pray that you're having a blessed afternoon, and I pray that as you go through your day, remember these words. When you go through, remember you have to learn how to put a praise on what you're going through.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room.
Yeah.
Yes, when you're going through, you get to put a praise on it. Well, I tell you what, I love the scripture in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 18th verse, that tells us, in everything, give him thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. You know, sometimes, I understand sometimes when you're going through things, it's hard sometimes for some people to lift their hand and say, you know what, I'm going to give you praise anyhow. But they have a song that says, don't wait till the battle is over, shout now. Let me tell you something. When you're going through and you don't see your way out, sometimes you get to praise your way out of that situation. You know why? Because you know that God is going to bring you out, because he is able and he is willing to bring you out of any situation. And you often hear me say on the radio this scripture, is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for God to do. You know why? Because Jesus is willing to fix it for you. All you got to do is invite God in to your situation. Again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And I pray that you're having a blessed day so far. And I pray that you continue to have a blessed day. And don't forget, let me remind you, don't forget to wear your mask and make sure you wash your hands on a daily basis, because we don't want you getting the coronavirus. Just remember the scripture in Psalms 91, no evil shall befall you, neither shall any plague come down to dwell. That is my prayer for you. That not Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against you, it is not going to prosper. You know why? For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. So we know without one shadow of a doubt God's word is true. And when he says no evil will befall you, nor any plague, any sickness or disease will come nigh dwelling. That is the word of God for us today. And we take it and put a praise on it and remember these words, Jesus will.
Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome to help us tonight none other than Mr. Fred Hammond.
If you need a miracle, my God is able to minister to you, and not only minister to you, but he's able to bring you out of the situation and give you a miracle. And you know, I love the scripture that tells me in Isaiah 53 and 5, he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of his peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. If you need a healer, our God is a miracle worker that heals people from sickness and disease. If you're going through financially, like the Bible tells me in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Yes, he is a miracle worker. Well, praise God. I tell you, it is a blessing to be able to know without one shadow of a doubt that God is able to do all things. Well, it is our time for our inspirational message. So let me just go right into my inspirational message. You know, so many people have been listening to bad news. Matter of fact, every day we turn on the TV, on the news, sometimes that's all you hear is bad news. Read the newspaper, bad news. Sometimes your friends call you with bad news. Family members talk about bad news. And sometimes people surround themselves with bad news from people that always talk bad news. Well, let me just encourage you, first of all, that when you hear bad news, you ought to remember what the scripture says and the Bible says, that if you keep your mind steadfast on him, he will keep you in perfect peace. You got to remember, every time you hear bad news that is talking against what you're trying to get. In other words, if you are a person that believes in God for a healing, you don't get around people that are always talking about, you know what, seem like I'm always feeling down. I'm in pain. Now, I understand, now, don't get me wrong, because there are people that are going through sickness and disease and they're in pain all the time. But there are some people that's all they talk about is some bad news. They never have anything good to say, even if they ain't sick, even if they ain't going through nothing. They always got some bad stuff they always talk about. In other words, it's always negative. And the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Matter of fact, you got to watch what you think about. You know, when you're hearing stuff on TV, you got to watch what comes in your ears. Watch what's come, what you look at. Because what you look at and what you hear, The scripture says it can become you. As a man thinketh, so is he. If you think you ain't going to go nowhere, you ain't going nowhere. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life is in the power of your tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Then Proverbs 6:3 says, you are snared by the words of your mouth. Watch what comes out of your mouth, and watch who and your surroundings of who you're around. You know, you got to practice, you know, being around people that talk positive, especially when you're going through something. You don't need nothing to dampen your spirit. You know, people talk bad news every time you turn around, but I do have some good news for you today. First of all, the good news is the gospel. The gospel is called the good news. Whatever you're going through, the word of God has good news for every situation that you go through. And it tells me in Psalms 46:1, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Now notice what that scripture says in Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge. What does the word refuge mean? It is a shelter. It is somewhere where in that shelter comes hope, a place that you can trust, a place of safety. So it is a shelter, and in that shelter there is hope, and that place of refuge is a place that you can trust, and it is a safe place you can go to. So when you're going through your problems and your situations and you don't know what to do, remember God is that place, that shelter, where hope is in, where you can put your trust in, and it is a place of safety. When you don't know who to turn to, you can always turn to him. So the good news is the scripture offer us hope in situations when we don't know what to do. And just remember that when you are going through what you're going through, you got to remember these words. Make sure your thinking lines up with the word of God. Say what the word says. As the song said, who report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. Even though I might have the symptoms, even though I might be discouraged, remember what the word says about your circumstances. The word always says something good, that God is a deliverer of those that go through sickness and disease. God is a deliverer of those that are going through depression. God is one that can bring you out of the stress that you're going through. God is the place of safety, the place of a place that you can trust, a shelter, hope in that shelter. And not only hope that is in that shelter, according to Psalms 46:1, but it says God is our refuge and the strength. In that place called refuge, strength. Strength when you're ready to give up. Strength when you can't make it any longer. Strength when your husband is cheating on you and walk out the door. When your wife leaves you and you don't know what to do. When your kids are rebellious and they're locked up in prison and you don't know what to do. Strength when the doctor say you only have a few days to live. God is a refuge, and our strength. So in that refuge is strength. And in that strength, he is a very present help. One thing I love about him, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He is that help. When you think he ain't there for you, he is the one that says, I am here, but I'm asking you to do one thing. You know what he asked you to do? Open your heart up and invite him into your situation, into your circumstances, the state that is affecting the way you live, whatever is affecting you, whatever you're going through now, whatever the bad news you keep hearing over and over again, remember that He is that refuge, that safe place, that shelter, that place of trust, that one that is a very present help in the time of trouble. Whatever you're going through, remember these words, that God is willing and He is able to bring you out of anything that you're going through. All He asks of you is to trust Him and believe that He can do it for you. Let me tell you something. It's not hard to receive your prayers to be answered. Listen to the scriptures in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. It says, and this is the confidence that we have in Him. First of all, you got to have confidence in your God. You got to trust Him without any doubt. You got to know that you know that He is going to fix the problem for you, because He is the one that is able to do it. And listen to the scripture in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will. Remember, God only operates according to His will. Will you do what He asks you to do and being obedient to what He says, He always comes through for us. So the scripture says that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Did you not know that your prayers can be answered every time you pray, if you're praying according to the will of God, not praying in doubt, not praying, well, I think it's going to happen. Ain't no think. I know it's going to happen. The Bible said, when you pray, believe that you shall receive. In Mark 11, 24, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You got to believe that when you pray, it's going to happen. Now, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know, so you got to know that God going to do it. You can't be, I think He going to do it. No, no, ain't no thing. Well, I hope He do it. Well, I wish He do it. No, 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 no. Hold up now. As one of my dear friends, and I always laugh when I think about him, he said, that's real talk. Let's keep this thing 100. Amen. This is real talk. And guess what the real talk is? It's because he says, all you got to do is believe that I'm going to do it without one doubt in your mind. Believe that when you pray and you say amen, it's done. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know He hears us, we know that we have a petition that we desire of Him. So you got to know that what you have prayed for is already done. It's a done deal. The Bible says, thy word has been settled in the heavens. That means it's a done deal. Glory to God. In Psalm, in number 23:19, it tells us, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent. For have he said it, will he not do it? If he's spoken it, will he not make it good? Let me tell you something. If God ever tell you something, hear what I'm saying. If God ever tell you in his word, because God is his word, and his word will never turn back void, but it will always accomplish what it's sent out to do. Oh, I'm getting excited. I better calm down. Somebody said, go ahead, keep on, keep on. Well, I wish I could, but, you know, I only have a few minutes on our inspirational message. But I tell you what, God is a very present help in the time of trouble. And he is one that you can always go to. Somebody said, well, how do I go to him? Talk to him like you talk to me or somebody else on the telephone. Talk to him. Pour your spirit out. You don't have to have no big words. You don't have to say something like somebody else say. Talk the way you talk and tell him how you feel, and he will hear you if it's coming in faith. Now faith is, Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith is the substance. It is the confidence, it's the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You might not can't see things getting better by evidence, but by faith you can see it. That's why the Bible said we walk by faith and not by what we see. Keep your eyes off of what you see and remember these words as I end this inspirational message. Don't look to the bigness of your needs. Don't look to the bigness of your problems. Don't look to the bigness of your circumstances, the thing that is affecting the way you live. But look to the bigness of your God. God is bigger than your problems. Keep your eyes on God's ability to fix your problem. Don't look to the bigness of your need, but look to the bigness of your God. He promised to take you step by step, but not at once. Each step will be a miracle. You know why? Because he is a miracle worker. Well, I pray that this message in which I have said to you have been a blessing to you. Now, let me just say, if you have heard some of these messages and these messages have been a blessing to you, have encouraged you, and maybe, you know, through the prayer that we're going to pray in a few seconds, I pray that any time that you ever receive something from the Lord when we pray or the message in which we have spoken and been a blessing to you, I want you to call me. That's right. Call me live right on this radio station and tell me your testimony. Make sure it's a testimony. The telephone number is 516-666-9901. You can call me right now if you get a testimony. That's 516-666-9901. I'll be glad, amen, to put you on and hear your testimony. We only have a few seconds, so you're going to have to talk, set it within 1 minute. Just tell me what God has done. You can always call us on the radio station right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Let's pray. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every person that has been hearing bad news, and some have that bad news, some of them have affected them, have brought fear to them. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. I pray, Father, that you touch these people that's listening to me. I bind the works of the devil, and I take authority over every demonic power that comes against them. God, I pray those that are sick, let the healing virtues of the Holy Spirit flow through their body right now. In the name of Jesus, those that are depressed and stressed out, I release the anointing on them, and I bind that spirit of depression. I bind that spirit of stress, and I speak a spirit of encouragement. Father, give them strength. Those that have lost their loved ones, give them strength and let them know that you're able to bring them out of the situation. Father, touch them and minister to them right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, again, I want to thank God for this inspirational message. And I pray what I have said has been a blessing to you.
Everybody put your hands like this, come on. Clap your hands like this, come on. Everybody put your hands like this, come on. Check this out, 1 John 5:4. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. We come to party, y'all. Put your hands like this, come on. Put your hands like this, come on, y'all. Put your hands like this, come on. DW, hit it right here. Hey. Under our feet. Say it again. Yeah, he's defeated. Yeah. Thank you. Oh. I like this part. Listen. Here's the word.
intentional, never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, she's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
Cause she's intentional. And it's never failing.
Never failing.
All things are working for my good.
He's intentional.
Yes, all things are working together for my good. You know, it doesn't matter what you're going through, it's going to work together for your good. You might not can't see it now, but I guarantee you, later on, you will know without one shadow of a doubt why you was going through what you've been going through. But the Bible says, count it all joy when we fall in diverse temptations, because we know that God going to bring us out anyhow. See, we are winners. You know why we're winners? Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, my time is almost up here. Let me just remind you, you can hear me every Monday through Friday, 12 noon. That's right, that's 12 noon. Saturday at 10 a.m. in the morning. And also, you can hear me on my other radio station, Old School 1029. You can go to cborangeberry.com, and you can hear me every first and third Sunday at 1:30, and on fifth Sundays at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. That's cborangeberry.com, and you go to Old School 1029, listen live, and you'll hear yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, on Experience the Power of God Radio Ministry with Pastor Kenneth Morgan. Well, I want to leave you with this last song. And again, if this program has been a blessing to you, you get to let me know. You can always, if you don't want to call in, you can always go to our email, KennethMorgan35@yahoo.com. KennethMorgan35@yahoo.com. Text, give me a message and tell me what God has done for you. May God bless you. I will see you tomorrow at 12 noon.
party. I know y'all know how to move out there. Come on, yell at this.